This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge denied a request Friday from Denver Public Schools to keep immigration agents away from school campuses and bus stops. The district cited the detention of a parent near a school in Chicago as part of its argument for seeking an injunction against ICE. The judge said the district had not made a strong enough case that ICE officers interfered with learning. Attendance in the district was down 3% last month compared to last year, and attendance is lower in schools with large number of migrant students. The Small Business Administration says it will relocate six of its regional offices out of what immigration opponents call sanctuary cities. It's part of a broader White House effort to punish cities that it considers to have immigrant-friendly policies. Small Business Administration offices will be relocated in Denver and Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, New York City, and Seattle. After nearly 4 years, Mount Lindsay in a southern Colorado 14er has reopened to the public. The land was closed by its private owner after an unrelated lawsuit fueled liability concerns across the state. In that case, a cyclist was severely injured while biking on land owned by the U.S. Air Force Academy. His family won $7 million in damages. Fearful of what it could mean if someone hurt themselves on Mount Lindsay, the owners there closed the summit in 2021. Visitors must now sign a digital waiver. Mount Lindsay is on the edge of the San Luis Valley, northeast of Alamosa. It's mostly sunny across the state today, warming up for this Saturday and warmer again tomorrow. It's CPR News and KRCC.